my creation, I would be proud. But you are like all of us, a branch of the tree, or a song of the singer, as the elves prefer. I am glad for you that you have come to your powers, and as always, you are welcome in my grove.
Sir, I thank you, and you should know how much I have to thank you for. He waved his hand.
I but freed the trapped wilding to grow as it could. Your skill is with steel, and mine with living things.
Pox grinned at him. Yes, and with frightened ones. I have not forgotten, sir, and will not.
And when did you eat last?
He asked tartly, but it was teasing. When I needed it, said Pox, laughing. Will you come with me now and share our meal?
I think not. I would not strain the patience of the knights, and the forest hereabouts is unsettled and needs calming.
Master O'Callow, said Pox, and he turned back silently. If Gerd sends me elsewhere than your grove, then take my thanks, and know that I remember. I have nothing this time to give you that is mine to give, but this.
He nodded shortly. Paladin of Gerd, Poxenarian, you have given all you could give to my grove and the Tagen before now. Go free of all gifts and returns, and come as you please and as you may. You are in my heart, and in the forest Teg, and in the Elfane Teg. The first tree knows what fruit it bears.
With that, he was gone, walking swiftly into the trees where no path was. Pox found that the king's squires had already pitched the king's tent. He was sitting under the flap of it, at a table with an elven knight, Sir Amerlin, and the three marshals. An empty place was set opposite him. As soon as he caught sight of Pox, he rose and called her over. Lady, we are about to eat. Come join us. She took her seat at the empty place, and almost at once the squires handed around platters of roast meat and bread. She thought it strange to be eating like this with Parganese and Verakai troops under guard down the valley, but said nothing. The king seemed completely at ease. Some old hurt was gone. Some bitterness had fled. His face showed his kinship to the elf beside him. Pox ate slowly, watching him. She could not define the difference, except that he seemed, if anything, younger than before. For some time, little was said. Beyond the clinking of knives at their own table, Pox could hear the others eating. Doran's cohort, squad by squad, in order. The yeomen of Gerd in a happy, disorderly crowd. Then the king spoke.
Well, companions, we have seen another day come to birth, more than we thought last night, eh?
Sir Amelin turned to him. Sir King, I remember that you did not seem certain of death and defeat.
Of death, I am as certain as any mortal, Amelin, but defeat is certain only in despair, and I have been well taught that in the worst of times, despair is still the work of evil.
He looked at Pox, a look that said a great deal. But we are alive this fine morning by the aid of the elven knights you command, sir. And he turned to the elf beside him. You have our thanks for your timely arrival.
And you have our regrets that we sent before us unworthy messengers of our coming, said the elf, laughing lightly. By all the gods, I would not have landed those foul things on you.